We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I love it. It's a unique city. It's cool. Being able to travel and see other cities and kind of compare it is also cool because there's really no place in the country that I've found that's like Pittsburgh. Fans are great. The stadium's great. It's really fun to show up to work every day.
Paul Skeens, he's a Yinzer, and he's starting the All-Star game tomorrow. Dan Zangrilli joins us now to get into that and the trade deadline. And he's brought to you by the injury lawyers of LGKG. LGKG Western PA Injury Lawyers for over 90 years. LGKG.com. Good morning to you, Dan. Do you think the Pirates, right off the shoot, here we go, can keep Skeens around here for longer than 5 years, and what might that look like?
Well, I mean, they're obviously going to have to pony up in a big way. I mean, with every passing start, Adam, the price tag, it's going to go up. And yeah, it definitely helps, you know, that he likes the city, that things are going well for him. And, you know, for a guy like, let's talk about Brian Reynolds, I think he enjoys kind of the low-profile, laid-back nature of Pittsburgh. And there's some athletes that really do flourish in that environment. So you do have to find the right fit. And maybe Skeens is that right fit, but he's not going to make a silly decision as it pertains to, you know, financial security. I don't know what his philosophy is on life and money, because that sort of plays into it. Does he need to make $400 million? Does he need to make $200 million? And that's enough. There's a chance, I guess, you know, to answer your question, that they could get this done. But I think it's going to take north of $150 million, closer to $200 million for him to even entertain this, still with the opportunity to get another contract on the back end of his career, say, you know, after age 32 or 33. So it's going to be tough, but not to say it's impossible. I'd say less likely than it will occur. Does that make sense? But not all hope is lost.
Yeah, it makes sense, but I'm actually encouraged by what you said there. What does he want to make? It's a question that nobody knows at this point. Here's another question for you, Dan. That's why you're on. It's an interview. I ask you questions. Brian Reynolds sitting next to Paul Skeens on the flight to the All-Star game, over under 30 and a half words uttered the entire conversation. I mean, those two together, man, like, I would imagine a lot of silence on that flight, like Putty from Seinfeld.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Just raw dog in a flight.
What do you think?
All right, Dan, I wanted to ask you about the upcoming trade deadline, which is fast approaching now at this point, and you're just a game and a half out of a playoff spot here, two back of the second wild card, and the division looks like it's not totally out the window now at 6.5 games back. Ideally, what should Ben Cherington be looking to do here prior to this deadline?
You know, Zeiss's report last week, which I heard similarly you know, the Taylor Ward deal makes a lot of sense. I think if the Pirates are going to get a deal done, it's going to be somebody with contractual control. They're not going after a rental for this year because they're going to need more offense outside of Brian Reynolds being out of his mind here for the better part of 6 weeks carrying you. So that's obviously unsustainable. They're going to add, if they can have somebody here beyond 2024, hopefully even 2025, and the prospect price isn't astronomical. And everything that we're hearing on the Ward front, that is something that may be attainable, but there's probably going to be folks that overpay for that. I don't think they're going out and getting short-term help, period, end of sentence. But if somebody's going to be here beyond 2024, sure, the Pirates are going to entertain that, absolutely, especially if it's an offensive piece. And if it can make it better for 2024, great. But the window, more realistically, you're looking at 25, 26, 27, coinciding with a really good front three in that rotation.
Dan, I want to play a game with you. It's called buy or sell. You tell me if you buy or sell this statement, and then you can expand as much as you would like. Where are you? Are you in, like, Italy or something?
No, I'm in my backyard.
Congratulations on all your success. All right, Dan, buy or sell. The Pirates now have a good bullpen.
Sell.
How close are they to having a good bullpen? Does the addition of Borecki, how much can that help a guy who had a sub-3 ERA for them last year?
So it's an average bullpen, and I'm answering your question in the context that what is their bullpen to be a playoff caliber? So that's why I sell. It's an average bullpen. It will be better, but I still think to be a shutdown playoff caliber bullpen, which is going to be so important to their recipe for success, you need two pieces. They're two pieces short from my perspective, and that's not so much in the back end as it is the front end. Like Dennis Santana, Dalton Jeffries, swap those two guys out with more major league caliber bona fide big leaguers.
All right, buy or sell. O'Neill Cruz is the most important position player for the Bucks in the second half.
Buy.
Buy or sell. The Pirates have legit good major league starting pitcher depth.
Buy.
Do you think Luis Ortiz, this is not a buy or sell, do you think Luis Ortiz should remain in the Pirates rotation? And do you think the Pirates, when healthy, should go to a six-man rotation?
Temporarily in the rotation, and yes, in 2024, if they could sustain it and it doesn't have that drag on the bullpen as we saw in late May when they tried to do it. It was just really tough to navigate games. You know, if you had a starter go 4 2/3, that middle spot really got exposed, which goes back to your bullpen question. So I think they're going to try it, obviously, to take care of, you know, Skeens, Jones, whenever he gets back, probably somewhere in mid-August, and then maybe even Keller to a certain extent. But Ortiz, boy, he's a really nice piece to have. He's a depth option, but if he pitches his way into the rotation as he has and he continues success, sure, he has the opportunity to show you that he can be a starter. But I'm going to say he's a temporary starter for now. They really were utilizing him so well out of the bullpen, and he's going to make that bullpen stronger. So I'm going to say he's a temporary starter, if that makes sense, and I can go that route.
Dan, the Pirates are straight up 500, 48-48. Is the roster better than the record, worse than the record, or are they right where they should be?
I think the roster is actually worse than their record. To be able to climb into this 500 position, if you look at what Brian Reynolds has done since June 1st, essentially, he's carried them. They were obviously able to pad a nice collection of wins there against a really bad White Sox team.
Really bad, Dan. Holy cow. Yeah. I mean, they're so bad that I think they're worse than some of the worst Pirates teams we've ever seen.
I'll accept that. And, you know, what, 20 games worse than the Pirates are right now? And even, you know, the Pirates, until a little bit later in the game, they didn't pull away. So, you know, they had a good series, but it's not like they just came out and mopped the floor with them. The sweep is good, don't get me wrong. But and plus, it took Brian Reynolds to do even above Brian Reynolds things, which, again, not realistic, not sustainable. So I'm going to say actually their personnel, the way they performed through the better part of now 100 games, their personnel is worse than a 500 team, unfortunately.
Let's say they add, last thing here for you, Dan, let's say they add Taylor Ward. What percent chance do you give this team of making the postseason?
Zero.
Dang. What do they need to add?
I mean, you need probably two to three more competent bats, assuming that, and again, I'll go back to Sawinski and Hayes, assuming those two, you know, were at, and I think they've dug a hole far too deep to get out of, assuming they were at, like, you know, average big league replacement level production, and then you added Ward, yeah, sure. I just don't see on paper where they can go out and win 10 of 12, especially with the schedule that coming on the other side of the gate. Like, I hate to throw cold water on anything. I'm just being absolutely realistic. What have they shown that gives you the optimism or where you can logically and objectively say, yep, this team is going to be able to win 66% of those games coming out of the chute, because that's what they would need to do. And I just don't see a pathway.
Dan Zangrilli throwing cold water on all our hopes and dreams live from his Italian villa. Dan, appreciate the time, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Grazie.
See you, buddy. That's Dan Zangrilli.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.